finance was hard. Yankee when he davens. Says Katoim Tim Kala Khasodi and Kala MS Asher Asiso is Avdecho. Kil Makvi of Artis Ayardin Azevato Isil Shnei Machalos. Zaplashi, what's Katoim Tim Kala Khasodim is Matus Huyoisai. Aidea Khasodim for her MS Shosiso Imi. Yankee Babin, when he davened, he recognized and he expressed how katointi. What's katointi? He says, I'm not worthy. Mikola chasodim, mikola emes. You've given me so much goodness that Yankee Babin was davening that Hashem should have rachmonis on him. Even though he so Kivyochu ate up all of his rights, all of his chuyas. And he says, Katointi, I'm not worthy. I got so much. I've been given so much. And therefore he asked later, he asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanis on him. Not because of his maisim, the fact that he's worthy. And we always find Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanon, on the first Rashi in Ve'eschanon, Rashi explains what's the word Ve'eschanon, that tzaddikim always never ask in their own schusim, they always ask for matnas chinom. The derech of a tzaddik is never to ask the fact that he's worthy, that he's zoiche, that he should get. Rather, he always asks in the notion of matnas chinom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should give him matnas chinom. And we find also later in this week's parasha that when Yankee Vavinu phrases just that he merited to have children, he doesn't use the notion of that he merited, I'm using the word in English. Rather, he says, Hayilodim asher chonan Elokim esavdecha. What's chonan? Matnas chinom. He viewed the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him children as a matnas chinam. Asher chonan Elokim esavdecha. I think it's important to point out, let's appreciate where Yankiv was coming from and what Yankiv had. Yankiv grew up in Yitzchak's home. In Yitzchak's home, the pasuk tells us about Yitzchak. Ha'yitzda, Hashanayi, Ha'yitzda Meir Sha'arim. The Chazal tell us about Yitzchak's wealth that people said about Yitzchak's wealth, it's better to have the zezer of the traders of Yitzchak than all the gold of Avimelech. Avimelech was the king of Eretz Plishtim. The richest, most powerful person in Eretz, in the land where Yitzchak was living. And on him, people said, it's better to have the zevel of the behemoth of Yitzchak. There's more. He's richer. Yitzchak was richer from his zevel traders than the zohav of Avimelech. Yitzchak was very, very, very wealthy. Avraham was very wealthy. When Eliezer went to look for a wife for Yitzchak, took 10 gmalim v'chol tov adonav biyodoy. Yaakov Avinu, when it came time for him to go for a shidduch, he ended up without a penny to his name. It came time for him to get married. He didn't have the minimum to be able to get married. He had to push it, kipshutai, work and slave for 14 years just for a shidduch. Totally penniless. After growing up in the house of a Yitzchak, in the house of an Avram, the wealth that he grew up with. And then he turns around and says, "Katointi mikol hachasodim. I have so much chesed in my life that katointi. I'm not worthy. I ate up all my zchusim." People wouldn't expect him to have tainus or to feel bad about himself. What do we see by Yankif Haker? He felt truly he had so much good, and he felt that he wasn't even worthy for all the good that he had. Tzaddikim in general, they appreciate life in a different way. And they feel that Tatak are not even worthy for that which they're getting. And therefore they never ask in their own schos. They ask for matnas chinam. The difference is, and the reason why this can be true, is exactly the mid of Yankiv, which I want to get emphasis on. We have to learn from it so much. A person, a Yankiv Avinu, who's pursuing life, is not for Gashmias. His pursuing life is for Yankiv Yishtom Yosheva Holim. His pursuit is Ruchnias. And in Kirvasa Likim Litoiv, he's looking for that closer Takabish Baruch Hu. He could be growing up with all that wealth, and wealth is not Toifis and Mokim by him. And therefore, when he later on in life is totally penniless, he doesn't feel that he's lacking. And he's not upset that he's lacking. If I can't, he sees all the goodness that he has in life. A person who's mevakesh ruchnias is not going to be chaser. Even when it seems objectively, from an objective point of view, that he doesn't have, I'm able to describe it now, Nebuch, how he went and he needed a shidduch and he was all desperate. But the mice at the end of the day was the Yankiv Avinu, never desperate. For Gashmias, not at all, he was never chaser. And it's Kim Kudis. Hitaka was not chaser, and Hitaka had it all. And in this week's parasha again, he was able, when he was confronted by Esav, and Esav asks him, Milcha Kolach, so he's able to refer to it, and words are everything. When a person gives a phrase of something, it shows exactly what he feels and who he is and what he's all about. When Yankiv refers to that which he has, he says, Yesh li kol, I have it all. Yankiv wasn't lacking anything. And that's the lashon that the Gemara Bava Basra tells us, that the Ovis were blessed, Bakrel Mikol Koil. Each one of the Ovis had that brocha of having it all. Yankiv Taka had it all. He was blessed that he had Yeshli Koil. He had it all. He wasn't lacking anything. A person lives a ruchnisdik life, he'll be blessed with everything, and the greatest blessing is that he'll talk to appreciate life and he'll have everything. Meirach Gisa and Esav, a person who's out to pursue Gashmias, won't have anything. He'll always, Yeshli Rov, he can say, I have a lot. But Betin Rishoyim, the Pasuk in Mishlei, says, Techsa. The stomach of the Rosh is always hungry. A Rosh is always needy. He doesn't have. He's never fulfilled. He can be the multi-billionaire, he's still lacking. He can be the king of the world, the president of the world. He doesn't have enough. He'll never have enough. Never is enough. Nothing is ever is enough. And Betan Rishon Techsar is always lacking. He's always doesn't have. He's always miserable. He's never going to be happy, content. The tzaddik is able to be in a matzav that he could be going, he went through who knows what. One says, I'm good. Life is good for him. He's fulfilled with life. He's full of goodness. He can turn around and say, I'm mukaf with good. I have so much, there's so much good in my life. And katarnti mikol hachasodim. I'm so small from all the chesed that I have. I'm not worthy. And at kidei kach, a tzaddik never will ever ask that he's worthy of something. He sees everything as a bonus. He sees everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him as a matnas chinam. We have to learn from the others how to live a life. pursuit of Gashmius brings Agmas Nefesh to a person. And it never fulfills a person's needs. And Adkama person, so to speak, gives up on Gashmius. He's not interested in the Gashmius. He's not looking for Elam Hazeh. He has it all. He's not chaser anything. Tzadik oicha l'soiva nafshoi, ubetin rishoim techsa. The tzadik is always saveya, and the rosh is always hungry. He's always lacking. The midah of Edoim. The midah of Edoim is the pursuit of Gashmius. Meruvim benachla shnei olamos. Always looking for more, trying to chaper olam hazeh. Seeing olam hazeh as a purpose, trying to have as much as he can in olam hazeh. The Medrash, last week's parasha, tells us about one of the sorim of Edoim, of Rome. There's a description of one of the Chachmei Yisrael was invited to be part of a meal that he had. It was a golden table with servants serving every single type of delicious food and every single fruit in it. Man, it was a feast. And he came, Medrash describes, the table was set with gold and silver. The most, it was set in the most extravagant wealth that was there, with every single type of food available. He comes to the table and he turns to this to the one who is achroi on the whole suda. He looks around. He says, "Why aren't there on the table any egoize perech, a certain type of nuts?" So he told him, he apologized, he says, "Pump, exactly, the Goyze Perech weren't available." He gave a bang on the table, threw the whole table over, and began screaming and yelling. And he says, "Will my table be lacking anything? How did you get the Goyze Perech?" The whole suda was ruined. He threw a tantrum over there. So this Chacham Chachmei Yisrael was there, asked him. He says, "Roy Lachalasis came. So you didn't have a Goyze Perech. You can't even picture what this idiot was missing. He was missing some type of nuts. He had every single Meichel Meshubach Mefoyer over there. Every single type of meat and who knows what, and the most delicious roasted roasts and everything. He was missing one type of Chveisnish, a Goyze Perech, whatever they were." So he tells the Chacham, Chachma Yisrael, he says, "Atim roimim you have Elam Haba, we have Elam Hazeh. If I don't chap around and have everything in Elam Hazeh that I can have, I don't have anything. And I don't have Egeh Zeh Perach, I'm going to be missing, I'm missing out my Suda." So not only didn't he have Egeh Zeh Perach, he didn't have Nishkin roast, and Nishkin steak, and Nishkin garnish, and nothing. Just say for Shuldam. Betim Rishon Techzer. The Medrash brings this puzzle. That's the need of Edom. Edom is always looking. Always looking. For more Gashmis. 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 More Gashmis. We're in Golos Edom ourselves. The Achroin in Bali Machshava find Netziv in the Malbim specifically. They point out the Western Christian world as being Edoim. Rome was taken over by the Christian world center became Rome. And Netziv speaks about this specifically in Parshas Bilam, in Parshas Balak, I mean. Other places, how the Bali Machshava viewed the Christian world as Edom and Taka, that's the world which is, and that's the Koyach HaShalit in the world today. As Chazal tell us that Vavu Moshim Baritzin Shmitz HaReisov, and the Pasuk says that Yankiv was Oiches Ba'akiv Esov, the Geula will come once Edom will fall. It's very, very clear that the Western world controlling the world today is Edom in that fact alone. I many times point out to Talmudim, it's a little even interesting, being Americans or some are British, but the Maisa, let's just picture, how many people are there in the United States? Or 300 million or so, something like that, together with Canada, place, Nochapot, Europe. Cultured Europe, how many people live in cultured Europe? Fair. What's your guess? What the Britons have to say? What?
Not a billion.
In the entire Europe? The
entire Europe,
there's not a billion people. There's barely 600 million. There's more people living in India than all of cultured Europe and the United States together. And let's speak about China. India has more people than cultured Europe and United States together. The Chinese taking over? No, the Chinese won't take over. Not because of Trump. The Chinese won't take over because the Malchus was given to Edom till Yankiv will take over. Edom is in control of the world, and Edom will be in control of the world till Yankiv. When Edom will fall, that's when Yankiv will rise. Edom ain't falling till Yankiv will rise. The Indians won't take over. The Chinese won't take over. The Asians are not ruling the world. In Asia, between the India, you have billion, you have 3, 4, 5 times the amount of people in the so Koyach, I would say, are in numbers, more than cultured Europe, the United States. The Shilton is by Edom today. And it will always, and it will be till Vavu Moshim Baritzin Lishpatos HaReisov Vayisav Hashem Hamelucha. We're in the Golus of Edom, and we've been in the Golus of Edom ever since, basically 80-100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, when the Beis Hashmonai, when the whole Matzav Ruchni Yisrael declined, and Beis Hashmonai brought in Edom to control Eretz Yisrael, and slowly but surely they took over the world. Because Baruch Hu gave them the Malchus. We're in Golus Edom. Golus Edom, by definition, is the Golus of pursuit of Gashmias. And now, at the end of Golus Edom, the Koyach Chofetz Chaim writes how the Koyach of every Koyach Tuma is misgabered before it gets wiped out. The Koyach of Edom is so much stronger. I don't know if there's been a greater pursuit of Mid of Edom in the world. It's getting stronger and stronger before it diminishes, just like a light, just like a fire. Chofetz Chaim gives the moshel. Before it burns out, the flame always becomes stronger. So too, the mid of Edom gets stronger before the end. Edom is always looking for Gashmias, pursuit of Gashmias, never happy with what he has. Person, us, B'nai Torah, exposed to Edom, exposed to the Western world, it has to be part of our avodah to separate ourselves from the Mid of Edom. Maybe being this week in the United States, coming from this little that world a bit, I'm a little mushpa from taking a step back and saying, Hashem Yirachem, how we have to strengthen ourselves. But every Ben Torah who is exposed to Edom has to work on himself. Not to be nimshach, achar gashmias. And it's not a poshta avoida. Reb Moshe Feinstein, who Rabban Shel Yisrael. Rabban Shel Yisrael in Golus Edom, in the United States. Writes so many times over and over in his Ksovim how Ish Yisrael, how a Jew cannot allow Gashmis to be Tefes HaMokim by him. And he writes the Churban of the Jews in the United States came and comes from the craze of the pursuit of Moisres, of Yoni Olam Hazeh. A person has to train himself not to give a Chshivus to Olam Hazeh, to Gashmis. Now, how is that done? In a real way. The truth is, the strongest way, long-term effect, is in a bit in an indirect way. A person directly has to know he can't allow himself to become a Behein Gasa and to go and to be Nimshach Achar Olam Hazeh. Absolutely true. But the real change, what a person could just treat Olam Hazeh being totally indifferent, that he doesn't care about Olam Hazeh, there's one way, and one way only. In a real, real, real way. Al yedei asei toiv. Al yedei that a person is mashkeh himself in ruchnias, he raises his bar in ruchnias, connects himself to ruchnias in such a strong way that olam hazeh is a joke. It's not tefes HaMokim by him. And a person has to be mag b'rahavas Hashem b'liboy. And Ahavas Hashem B'liboy means that all in Yonim Ruchniyim, he has to have a fire within himself of Ahava, of a love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his mitzvahs, that everything else becomes a nothing. A person can't allow himself to be Nimshach Achar Olam Hazeh because Olam Hazeh is Mechabe Ahavas Hashem. It's Mechabe, the love towards mitzvahs. But the real way is, a person trains himself to be yogei in a sugya, to be misyagei in a sugya when it's shver, to work over a sugya again, to come out with clarity, to begin the sugya nochamol, to begin from scratch, and to go through a sugya mit amelus in your gear. And a person is zoiche, to come into clarity in a sugya, he's zoiche to get that oineg ruchni, the pleasure. The ruchni is the pleasure of a clarity of a sugya, of getting a clarity in a main of a amoira, in a main of a tana, in a pshat, in the sweetness of having understood clearly a mishnah, a dvar halacha, a rambam, a definition of a sugya, a psahagdora versus aisir moisif, and versus aisir koilel, and versus together from aisir chalalisim, and aisir enu zavuach, and yedda zach, and to be fashtein business of. Mimela, Mimela Olam Hazeh becomes a garnished by a Yankiv and Ishtom Yoshev Aholim, whose pursuit is for Ruchnius, and Ikirvas Elokim Litoiv. He's disgusted by Chet. He's disgusted by Chet. He can't stand Chet. And Olam Hazeh that pulls the person to Chet is not Tefes HaMokim by him. If Olam Hazeh is Tefes HaMokim by him, it's only as if he's able to use it as a tool for Ruchnius, but as a distraction from Ruchnius, never. I'll use the mashal. The mashal goes, there was once in Europe, one of the G'dolei Yachsidis was in a town that there was supposed to be, on that day, there was supposed to be, someone was supposed to come and walk on a tight rope between that was stretched between two mountains. It was a mumcha otzum for the mumcha otzum person to walk on this rope, and he's able to walk without falling. They told this Adam Gadol, that there's going to be this thing happening. So he says, I want to go see it. Okay. He's watching carefully. He sees how this person is walking on this tight rope with full concentration. And he manages to cross. Underneath, it was deep his Grand Canyon over there. Any false step, seemingly, he would have crashed and gotten killed. And this guy managed to cross the whole thing safely. So the Sultan Gadol afterwards made a point to meet up with this person. He asked him, what was your secret? How did you do it? So he says, Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. You didn't see and no one else saw. But 10 feet higher than that rope, there was another thin rope. No one was able to notice it. It was tied there. And I was connected to that rope. And I knew at the end of the day, if I do slip and fall, I'm going to be saved by that rope. You didn't fall. He says, yeah. Because when you look up, you don't fall down. Hat der Rebbe gesagt, oi, wie viel Chochma liegt in dem? When someone's connected from above, fällt nicht that rock, he doesn't fall down. Someone's connected. Tani kirves alikim litoi, connected to Ruchnius. Gashmius, he realizes there's nothing more to offer him. He's not interested in shtusim and havolim and narishkeit. There's nothing there. There's nothing in Gashmius to offer. Person is not nimshach achar ilo mazeh. Now, by nature, we have a guf Gashmi. If a person allows himself to go after Gashmius, it won't help him that he's connected to Ruchnius. Fakir, because his love for Ruchnius will the fire in him will be put out. A fire for Ruchnius can only exist in a person together with the fact that he's not looking for Eilam Hazeh. But the main focus isn't like they the precious. It doesn't begin with the Ishkiyaf Lilin or Nezel Hazeh to be purged for Eilam Hazeh. The way to be Matzliach, and that's the Yisod of the Mesiyas Yishon, Shar Precious, if you misbind him carefully, it's not the act of being purged from Eilam Hazeh. It's the change of the attitude towards Eilam Hazeh. And the true change of attitude could only happen. We are Megushim Dika people. In our guf, in the Chilik HaGashmi, the Gro writes, is more Megushim than the most Megushim Dika animal. But Me'idach Kisa, we have in Hashem, the Chilik Elokami Mal. And at Kama, we connect ourselves to Ruchnius. At Kama, we connect ourselves to burn with an Ahavas Hashem. That fire of Ahavas Hashem burns out within a person any netiyah that he goes for Gashmius. And a person restrains himself. And he doesn't give up Ruchnius for Gashmius. Rather, he pursues Ruchnius. And he has a Gishmak in his Ruchnius. He's Zoyche to be Mizbadl from Olam Hazeh. And it's not Tefis and Mokum by him. And let's just know how I'll appreciate Yankiv Avinu. You can grow up in a home that has a Yitzchok Avinu. Mitzad, I'm pointing to this Nekun in Yitzchok Avinu's home, that he had the richest man in the world. But he saw by Yitzchok, and that was the Messer that he continued. He wasn't going to go for the Gashmius. He wasn't going to go for richness. He wasn't going to go for Olam Hazeh. He had it all. He wasn't, but what did he really have? He had Anikiv Asalikim Litoiv. The period of Yedid Nefesh brings out this Nekudah so strong. Hodur, Noe, Ziva Oilam, Nafshi Choylas Ahavasecho. What's the refuah of the Nefesh? Ono Kelno, Rufonolo Beharoislo, Noe Am Zivecho. When a person is zoiche to the Noyam Aziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oz Tis Chazik V'Tis Rape, Voice of the Simchas Oilam. There's a lot here in the parish, but I do want to... We're heading towards Chanukah. I want to begin giving the machshavas on Chanukah. Famous Rabbi Chanan, the Kibbutz Oros and Yevamos in the back. He has agadatis. He has shtiklach and imyoni agada, and he has a kash. He says, why is it that we find that exeris chashmanoim, the exeris of Yevon, the chashmanoim went out to fight a battle against Yevon? And then we met Tzliach in a tremendous, miraculous way. Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed their actions with success. Meidach Gisa, by Purim, we don't find that Klal Yisrael decided to go on a Mahalach of battle at all. By Purim, Klal Yisrael's Mahalach was Mordechai Tzadik taught Klal Yisrael Tainis, Shuva, Sumu Alai, Al Teich Matish and Shlishis Yomim, Laila Vayoim, to do proper Shuva, to be Mivatal Gzer. And why by Chanukah, that wasn't the main emphasis? We don't find that that was the main emphasis. The emphasis by Chanukah was go out and do Melchom. Zokta Belchonon, Yisof from the Chofetz Chaim. He's michalik a basic chiluk between gzeiros and ruchnius and gzeiros and gashmius. When there's a gzeiros and ruchnius, a person can say he'll just daven for the gzeiros to pass over. And he's not expected, that's not what's expected from him to daven. What's expected from him is to fight. Purim was a gzera on the guf. It wasn't a gzera on the nefesh. Over there, a gzera on gashmias, a gzera on the guf, even if it's a gzera shmad again, even if it's a gzera for Klal to be wiped out, but at the end of the day, if it's a gzera on the guf, what has to be done is tainis, shuvah, tefillah, to be mevatel the raya gzera. And the explanation to it is Poshut. He says it his way, which eventually I might come to be Mazbid the way he says it, well, but I want to say, I want to be Magdir in a way, straight to the point. Name your name first. Once I was a young boy, and I referred to something which was a certain Indian ruchni, that I was planning on achieving, and I said, "In Yirtze Hashem." I used that phrase, "In Yirtze Hashem." So my father fixed me. He says, say Be'ezras Hashem. Don't say Im Yirtze Hashem. You say Im Yirtze Hashem for something Gashmius did. But for Atzloch and Ruchnius, Hashem wants. Don't say Im Yirtze Hashem. Hashem wants. You say Be'ezras Hashem. What is the Nukud? You don't say Im Yirtze Hashem, I'll finish the Masechta. You say Be'ezras Hashem, I'll finish the Masechta. Say, Im Yirtze Hashem, I'll come out with the sugya clear. Say, Be'ezras Hashem, I should come out with the sugya clear. In Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives what expects it from you and He wants it to happen. You can ask for help and you should ask for help. And you should realize that you need help. A person always has to be humble and turn for help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has to realize there's something expected from him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him if he'll try, if he'll go ahead. Humbly ask for help. But a person can shrug and say, well, I didn't get the sugi clear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to get the sugi clear. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to get the sugi clear. You know why you didn't get the sugi clear? Because you didn't want to get the sugi clear. It didn't bother you enough that you really wanted to get that sugi clear. So you didn't get it clear. Don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we stand and we daven? For Gashmias. For Exera Gashmis, we're supposed to fast. Simu alai, al toichu, val tishtu, laila vayoyim. And over there, to pick up a gun and to try to fight, not only wouldn't help, it would be wrong. Because it would be a distraction from why the Exera happened. It would be as if saying the reason why Achashverosh was able to be gezer gzer against the Jews was because the Jews didn't have an army, or because the Jews weren't independent. But had we been independent, and we've been a nation on our own, and we've been back in Eretz Yisrael, we would have taken up, and we would have had our own army, then he wouldn't be matzliach against us. What's the horrific kfir in all of that? It's saying the fact that Haman was matzliach, Achashverosh was matzliach, it's a mikre, and it's been mikre that way. And the only reason why it's happening is because we don't have our country. It's because we happen to be oppressed. And we have to be, but we'll change that. I use the phrase: we'll take our own fate in our own hand. We won't allow it to happen. Stop. That's a kfira in the gzeira and the appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's running the world. And not only wouldn't have made better, it would have made it worse. So why by the Chashmonaim didn't they say the same? Well, why was Antiochus Matzliach to make a gzeira? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to make the gzeira. It's only because it's a gzeira min HaShemayim. So we have to do tshuva. That his koyach should be batel. But what? Take up arms? It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not running the world. The answer is, that's not true. In this situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from you to fight. For Ruchnias, a person has to do. A person has to fight. A person's expected for Ruchnias to give it all he has. In Gashmias, a person is able to say, I'll do my ishtadlis as much as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from me, and I'll let HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing to be chal ishtadlis, and I won't overdo things. But in Ruchnias, a person can't say that. In Ruchnias, a person has to go till the end. In a mitzvah, a person can't go say, well, if I get an esrig, I get an esrig. I don't get an esrig, I'm going to get. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, what do you mean? So you got to do whatever you can to go get your esrig. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavos to be Erlich Yidin, and the Yevonim aren't allowing us to be Erlich Yidin. We have to fight and do whatever we can to be Erlich Yidin. No stopping. It's true in all in Yonim Ruchniyim. When it comes to Ruchniyim, a person has to do adasof, to fight till the end, to do whatever he can. And a person can't stop at nothing. And if it means taking up arms, Chashmonaim taught us that that's what you do if you have to do it. And it's true all in Yonim Ruchniyim. A person has to go ad asof to be Mercy Nefesh till the end. I want to share with you a nekuda which I don't know if it was emphasized enough. When I was down in the States, older Talmidim were asking different details about what happened the past 8 months in Yeshiva. And I realized, Lemaisa, we're living in such a hashgacha protis lemalam derech hateva, the way things ended up happening. I think it should be emphasized, and we should be appreciated. Shdan Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. After 2 months on Zoom, Rosh Yeshiva told me, Avrami, the Rabbein have been doing a phenomenal job. You personally did a phenomenal job keeping in keshe with all Talmidim. It's going gewaldig, but this cannot continue long term. We have to find a solution. Now, at the time, for those who wanted to live in a dinyan that maybe something would change on its own, there was room to think that maybe something will change on its own. There were coming in promises from different members of Oiskim B'Tzorchei Tzibur that they promised and they said, and I hadn't come close to the Rosh Yeshiva, basically by that time it was only 4 months. It was all via the phone. Other good conversation with Rosh Yeshiva said, unless we do something, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen. And there's no way that we'll be able to have another Zman on Zoom. I'll be mekatzer in all the details of the mysterious nefesh that went on. And because Rosh Yeshiva's mysterious nefesh, the Maisa, the Olam HaYeshivas was able to come back and begin Rosh Chodesh Elul, back here in Eretz Yisrael. What I do want to share with you is a strong phrase that the Rosh Yeshiva told me, beginning of Elul. If a person really wants something and he really cares for something, it's going to happen. Rosh Yeshiva was driven, I use his phrase, single-minded focus on making the yeshiva open up Rosh Chodesh Elul. As hard as it was, as impossible as it was, if there's truly a will in Ruchnius, there's going to be a way. Rosh Yeshiva wanted it enough. He wasn't going to take the metzias, the matziv, as being a given. Wasn't willing to just give up. It was going to change, and it changed. It's not. I the way I view everything, the way it all unfolded, there were weeks and weeks, I can't even tell you, the yegiya and the omol of making it happen. But I don't feel that it was siyata d'shmaya. I'll say a much stronger phrase. It was v'es'eschem an kanfin eshoim v'av'eschem eilai. We were pushing, taking on eagle's wings. Now, we were... I can't even tell you how hard. Me and Rav Naftali, physically, we were shmatis. Sometimes it was giving, there were days we were giving 4 or 5 hours Seder on Zoom, and then the other parts of the day, we were driving down north, up north, down south, down to the Egyptian border, up to the northern border, that we ended up to find the right place. But even before we know the government would give permission, dealing with all these lobbyists who we had no intention, as they asked us, do you want to get credit for it at the end of the day? We told them, absolutely not. Just get the job done. Have it done and get it done. Better Better no one should know who's behind the scenes and the job get done than taking credit for all of this. And B'Sofo Shel Dover, why am I bringing all of this? I want to tell you one thing in the most strongest way. When a person wants to do something, and he's Marisa Nefesh for it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless his actions with success. If you do what you gotta do, you're Marisa Nefesh, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's blessing will fall in place. And Baruch Hashem, was it easy for us coming back here with all that? Things were hard. Weren't so easy. But you do what you gotta do, and Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses, then invite you with success. That's the yisod of Chanukah. When it's negat to ruchnias, you don't stop at a red light. Just because it's hard, you don't stop. And just because it looks like there's no future, you don't stop. You make it work. You have to make it work, and you go ahead, and it's going to work. In ruchnias, it's always true. You never stop just because it looks like there's a red light. Just it looks like there's no future. You don't take a mitzias, even if it's going against you. If it's against your ruchnias, if it's against growth, if it's against... Yeshiva cannot stop. Yeshiva has to continue. Talmud Torah has to continue. Talmud Torah Barabbim has to continue. We cannot allow things to stop. And it won't. That's when Mesiras Nefesh comes in. Now, it's true on a communal level. It's true in every individual in his own life. When a person fights for ruchnias, he doesn't take circumstances or hardships or lack of a chavrusa or a lack of a health or lack of a gishmak as a given. He has an issue, he works with it. He goes ad hasof and he pushes himself till his limit. He'll be blessed with success. A person is mersin nefesh, a person will be matzliach. Kadosh Baruch is waiting for us. When there's a hardship in ruchnias, Kadosh Baruch is waiting for us to do our maximum. And not to expect anyone else to do it for us. That's another yisod. Imeina mili mili. But again, to ruchnias, a person himself has to be the one to do his maximum. When a person does his maximum in ruchnias, Hakadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with success. Does the yisod from Chanukah. And I think it's one of the lessons we can learn from what we've experienced over the past few months. And in general, a person has to take this in his own life as a very, very strong mahalach. In ruchnias, you never stop. Just because something seems beyond you, the sky is the limit, and there's no limit. The pasuk says, "Anoich Hashem lekocha malchum et Mitzrayim harchapicha v'amaleu." Chazal tell us, what does that mean? Harchapicha. Harchapicha is lashon of tefillah. A person's she'ifas in ruchnias, ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. A person's she'ifas in ruchnias has to be and a person has to realize just because a person doesn't think that he's capable of ruchnias, a person has to realize Kadosh Baruch Hu took us clash as a nation from Memtah Shari Tumah. Within 49 days we were holding by Memtah Shari Kedusha, and every single Yid was Zoicha Tegilu Shechina on a level of Hashama Om Kol Elokim Medaber Eilo Tashi Shamato Ato Vayechi. We were zoicha to Kabbalah Satoru. In ruchnias, Hakadosh Baruch Hu could be there for us. Ve'esa eschem al kan finishon v'avieschem eilai. The person just has to shtel zachzu. And yes, it's with davening. Davening not in Yiritzah Hashem, but davening with the Be'ezra Hashem. That Hashem should give us blessing to our maisim toivim and our sheifas in ruchnias to be matzliach. And there's nothing is the limit. Person could go much, much, much higher than he could ever have b'choylem, could dream of. And that's the concept of harchev picha v'amaleyu. Ha'u b'divrei Torah k'siv. Zal zoich hazayim. Good Shabbos.